there's been a long-running controversy about whether or not zoos should have elephants as part of their exhibits. Critics say confining the massive and majestic animals can't possibly be humane, but supporters say zoos can be safe and healthy places for these animals to grow.
Our next guest, a photographer and a historian, wanted not to take sides in the debate over zoos, but rather to shine light on an overlooked aspect of elephants in captivity. In a new book, they document the unique relationship between human caregivers and elephants at the Oregon State Zoo, and in the process, look to offer a more nuanced picture of these creatures in captivity.
Dick Blau and Nigel Rothels join us now. Dick's a photographer and filmmaker, and Nigel is a historian of animals and culture, and they're both Wisconsinites. Their new book is called Elephant House, and they join us now from our studios in Milwaukee. Dick, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Nigel, welcome along to you as well.
Thank you.
And Dick, we're going to start with you. As Nigel points out in the introduction to this book, one of the broad themes that you focus on in your photography is relationships. So with that in mind, the two of you have explored this relationship between captive elephant and human caregiver. Why focus in there?
Well, most of my work had actually involved interpersonal relations of one sort or another, ranging from studies of polka music to the psychodynamics of family life. And I became interested in actually kind of changing things up a bit, and became fascinated by the idea of humans and animals, kind of interspecies communication. And some years ago, I had a chance to travel with a large animal vet in southeastern Wisconsin, and I was describing it to Nigel one day at a reception up at UWM, and he said, "You know, I'm writing about elephants." And I said, "Well, let me see your work," and that was the beginning of the project.
So, Nigel, why elephants? Why is this something that's fascinated you over time?
Well, the easy answer is they're really big. No, sorry, that was a bad one. The thing about elephants, and I think your introduction hit upon it, is that there are sort of a key animal for us to think through a lot of issues about humans and animals and how we're supposed to get along. I'd written a book already about the history of zoological gardens. In that process, I couldn't help but stumble across many elephants, as one does, and it just sort of seemed like there was a project in there for elephants for me. So that began a longer-term project about elephants in Western culture since the 18th century. And then knowing Dick and knowing his work, and I said, you know, there's an opportunity, if we would like, to sort of think together a little bit about how we could represent this relationship between keepers and elephants. And so it was kind of related to a long-term project for me. But then working in this kind of very specific context was a kind of a revelation as well.
Well, this is a pretty hot debate right now, the ethics of housing elephants in zoos at all. A lot of elephants are ending their elephant exhibits right now. A lot of zoos are, I should say. And where does that leave you with this? Not wanting to come down on one side or the other, but really just to capture what is. How did you navigate those waters, Dick?
Well, I just decided that I would go to this particular zoo, which is quite advanced in its and its attitude toward elephants.
And this is the Portland Zoo, right?
The Portland Zoo, yes.
In Oregon.
Really quite an extraordinary place. In fact, they're putting in, or they've put in now, a huge new elephant exhibit that's based on contemporary thinking about how to maintain a viable and healthy elephant life in the zoo. And it's really quite interesting. We were actually in the old zoo, and in much more proximity to the elephants and also to the keepers. And I tried not to anthropomorphize the situation. I tried not to see immediately the elephants as like wise old men. I tried to look, to not ignore the bars. This is, after all, a facility that has to hold 14,000-pound animals, but not to imagine that this was a prison and I was about to be a captive in it. So I tried to take a good, hard, unsentimental look at who was there, what they were doing, and try to understand it better.
And what about you, Nigel? How did you navigate those same waters?
Well, I like Dick, and the metaphor of the zoo and the metaphor of this building is pretty obvious. And I think that most people, when they are confronted, especially with the behind the scenes settings, they reach those conclusions very quickly. And it's not, it is a situation of captivity. So it is that, right? But it's also something more than that. And the complexity in all this is that it's actually also a place of love. And the reason that the animals are there is because, people are fascinated by them. But the reason that the keepers are there is that it's the one place that they would like to be in the whole world, because they enjoy, they don't just enjoy, it's a passion and a mission to try to see what they can do to improve these animals' lives under sort of circumstances which are sort of by definition limited. And so that interested us. Dick mentioned, not wanting to see, to sort of jump in thinking that they're wise old men. But, the elephant on the cover of this book is an older elephant. He's 53, which makes him exactly the same age as me. And I knew about him when I was just a kid. And so to finally go and to meet him, his name is Packy, and he's one of the older elephants in North America. And he's probably the tallest elephant in North America. He is something quite gigantic. And to finally see him, to think a little bit about his life and what that has been and how his life is literally written on his body is really important, was an important experience for me.
We're talking right now with Dick Blau and Nigel Rothels about their new photography and history book. It's called Elephant House, and it makes a study of the relationship between the caretakers and the elephants in the Oregon Zoo in Portland. And Dick, when you first started approaching this project, you realized that it seemed like there were some things that were missing in the way that elephants were photographed. What did you see?
Well, I guess my first thought had to do with the difficulty in photographing elephants. They are, after all, a kind of a kitsch object in the culture. And in the art world, they are also, they produce a great many cliches, for example, the elephant as abstraction. I really wanted to try to look at them as an ethnographer might look at a people, them being both the keepers and the elephants, people he had wandered into, and try to figure out who they were, why they were doing what they were doing, and really look at it as not simply a blank canvas, but as an institution in which both animals and people were both involved.
And Nigel, you say that the caring of an elephant, it's something that's intellectually demanding, it's physically demanding, and it's also demanding of a keeper's empathy. What pictures get at that for you, Nigel?
Oh, well, so there's different things. There's a number of works in the project which has to do with the physical care of the elephants. This is not what one could imagine as sort of a natural circumstance for these animals to live in, and as a result there's a sort of wide variety of physical care that has to happen on a daily basis. This is washing them and trimming their feet, and also just some social time with the animals. Intellectually, it is demanding. One of the things about this particular profession, if you will, of being a professional animal keeper is being sort of very aware of everything that the animal is doing, but also aware of all aspects of the environment. So there's nothing casual about this. It's clear communication with the animals so that the animals know what is expected, clear communication with your colleagues so that everybody is on the same page about what each person is doing. At some level, I think we can all understand the work. I mean, it's cleaning up, and it's taking care of, but it turns out just to be much more than that, and it's clearly much more than that for the people who have made this their profession. I think for Dick and me, we were clearly outsiders. We felt very I think there was a certain kind of privilege that we felt that the keepers and the animals were spending a little bit of time with us, and we did this, you know, over the course of several years, and. You know, in the end, we don't really know. We don't really know either of those lives. But what we tried to do was just present a fairly transparent sort of view of what we think we saw.
Did you think you saw love for the keepers? I don't know how you read it from an elephant, but did you see love for the elephants by the keepers?
Yes. It's, you know, I mean, this job, let's look from the human side, this job is about sort of maintaining a facility and maintaining these animals to the best that they can. What makes the job meaningful, what makes it something that people aspire to do, is the moments where it's not really the job, where it's just an opportunity to hang out and to, you know, and to talk and to touch and to, you know, to share a toy and whatever it is. I don't think that this is, you know, much of a mystery for people who spend significant amounts of their time, you know, around animals. It's there is something that's deeply fulfilling for them. Definitely love from their side, from the elephant's side. You know, these elephants and even more so now than then, but they do simply have choices about where they choose to be. And those choices could sort of... it turns out to be kind of fun to be near a keeper, because a keeper has things like carrots and sweet potatoes and things like that, which are fun, and they're also entertaining, and they come with things like, you know, hoses to play with and things like that, and these are relationships which build up over a great deal of time. When we see an elephant who in the case of Packy, right, who's not just worked with the same person but with generations of keepers, right? He's been there for 53 years. At one level, I think a lot of people would look at that and say, wow, that's kind of rough going. I think on another level, I think people who sort of think a little bit more about what that life might have looked like can probably realize that, you know, Packy's had a great deal of contact with a lot of people over the years who've cared a great deal for him.
And Dick, could you leave us with some thoughts about what it is like to be near these huge and majestic animals and photograph them? I imagine there might have come a point where you felt like you were really seeing them in a way that you hadn't before.
Oh, definitely. You just don't get near beings of that size and majesty that often. And there was also a sense of danger to it as well. Elephants are actually quite dangerous. Keepers were always very attentive to where I was, always between me and the elephants. And that allowed me to concentrate in a special way. I thought I shot particularly intensely in my time in the elephant facility. When I came back, that was really it was very, very clear to me that it had been one of those near visionary experiences where you just kind of can't go wrong.
Well, Dick, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And Nigel, thank you to you as well.
Thank you for your interest.
That was Dick Blau and Nigel Raffles. Their new photography and history book is called Elephant House.